in magazines. I look for you in magazines. I'm taking off my wedding ring.
Hello, you sick fucks.
Welcome. Give me a minute.
Welcome back to Deeply Unwell with your hosts,
Connie Danger.
Connie de Bergerac who I am today. I decided to get a new identity because I was tired of the old one.
It's actually like Piggy Taiwan and Piggy Taiwan's like ego. Because we look like sisters
okay,
now.
Okay, but you know, I knew you were going to say that, and I knew who I would say that you sound like right now in this moment. You sound like a bully. You sound like Natalia Kills.
Because we on look that like one, sisters?
Natalia Kills on that TV show where she goes, something is looking very similar here. You know, when the guy dresses up like her husband.
I don't know. I actually completely blacked out while you were talking. I actually have no idea what you just said.
That's okay.
Because am I already high?
I feel like when I'm really depressed, I can't get high.
Wow, because you have so many,
because it's like so many demons,
chemicals in your body already that are just like, wow, really intense.
These glasses are really fucking up.
Really, a lot has changed since our last episode.
This is where I'm at.
We had to take a week off for personal reasons. Not we, but
she,
Connie de Bergerac.
Connie de Bergerac is my new name. So if I ever, oh my God, I shouldn't tell them that because I'm saving that in case I ever like have to flee.
It's okay. Nobody watches this.
Okay. So if I ever have to like flee and like grab my passport and like get the fuck out of here, if you guys ever want to find me again, like on Facebook or whatever, we won't have Facebook then. Like this is like in the future, but just look for a Connie de Bergerac.
Right.
Because no one else is named
not,
that.
Not Lima Honey Rock.
No.
I really liked Not Lima.
Yeah. Lima Honey Rock.
I'm really impressed.
With what?
That you can drink that much Coke.
The thing is that I only ever really drink this much and then I get a sugar tooth when
to
I say
it's
no.
Like
no,
that
no,
would
no.
give me a, yeah, that would hurt me.
Any aneurysm?
Yeah. I'm like, I drink this much. Yeah. Unless I'm eating like a good pizza.
You know what I love
then.
Is like a mini can of Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, that's just the perfect
portion.
Why
aren't the mini sizes just like the standard? I don't need a whole can of soda.
No one does. No one ever did.
I am drinking Schweppes.
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 Aren't you going to ask me why I'm wearing these sunglasses?
Are you gonna ask her? I know why she's wearing them. Actually, maybe I don't.
I was just tired of not being a bug.
She stole that.
I did. I stole that from SZA, who's currently beefing with Nicki Minaj.
This isn't giving bug. This is giving like.
Is it giving like
Shego.
Cool? Oh, like I'm from Kim Possible.
Yeah. Like I have you look like a villain. I can't feel my hands.
They're really sexy.
It's so cold in here.
I'm really not that cold. No, I don't feel
well, that. When I'm high,
you're sensitive.
I lose sensation in my arms and hands.
Well, you know what? Maybe you have Raynaud's phenomenon.
What is that?
It's where your digits get really cold for no reason. And purple.
I definitely like... I need to see a doctor and because I never actually talked to a doctor about anything... I'm going to be like, listen, I want to do some deep diving with you. Here's my issue. When I am laying down and the temperature is above 70, I have flawless skin on my entire body.
You fall the skin?
I have flawless skin on my entire body. It looks great. If it is a little bit colder, I turn purple. Like,
right.
Purple hives.
You were just like the girl Carrie in my high school, the one I told you about. She had dark hair and blue eyes, and she
really?
Had really, like, she was so freckly, and whenever she would run, she would turn purple.
Right. That is, yes, me, and also...
We were on the cross-country team together.
This weed was a huge mistake. What is the other issue? Well, yeah, I can't feel my fingers.
You have a flat ass.
The flat ass is from the weight loss. I want to find out if I have some type of like genetic predisposition.
Okay, but white people.
For, like, but you're white. We're both Norwegian.
No,
white.
I'm saying like white people, like we have vascular issues.
This is all going back to vascular. Oh, the other thing is if I am standing in place.
Is she standing on business?
My legs, like the skin will like marble.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
Or when I'm working out, it's totally normal. Also same thing. It's like, I want to have beautiful skin, doctor. And like, I want to know what's causing
it's
it. Even if there's
vascular.
There's no cure, but it's like, let's find out what there is going on here.
And you know what?
If
I'm going to say it again, if we had 0 point energy from the aliens, we wouldn't have any of these problems. Did you know that they're regrowing teeth in Japan? Naturally?
Like in a lab?
Probably. And
they're
growing
teeth in a lab.
They're growing teeth. Well, honey, they've been cloning people for years. Did you watch that
Blair White
YouTube video where she like
You
interviews.
Always make me sit on the side of the bed with all your crumbs. It's Sorry. Really... It's
well,
like,
that's where I slept with the chicken salad.
I feel
salad.
Like I'm sitting in a sandbox.
Okay, but do you want to know something funny?
What?
Do you know those things that like... like they used to be like very precious, like delicacies or like have medicinal
gooey ducks,
but no medicinal properties. Like in medieval times, like in Baroque times, they were called like goiters or something, or it's like it was basically this gallbladder stone, but from like a boar or something.
Oh, like a horse chestnut.
No, it's called like a what
Do you know
are
about
they
those?
Called yes well you
Why
introduced me
that?
To that
okay I
it's kind of it's kind of like a horse chestnut.
It's like, is that a bug?
Stone.
I do love the color.
I think it's called
sheets.
Like a bezoar stone.
A basil
bezoar. Yes, a bezoar.
It's like a skin cancer.
It's a tightly packed mass of undigested or inedible material that gets trapped in the gastrointestinal tract, usually in the stomach. And this is what they look like.
Do you think I have that?
But they used to be like really sought after.
Ew.
In like medieval times.
Did they use that in perfume?
Like, yeah. Well, no, that's ambergris, which is kind of the
Similar.
Same thing, which is like a whale's spit up.
Yeah.
Stone. But okay, I want to show you my bezoar.
What do you mean? What is that? What is that? What is that? What is that?
This is a flax cracker.
Oh my god! I thought it came from your body.
That I chewed up and made into a little ball in my mouth, and then spat out and put it by my bed.
Why did you do that?
Because I didn't want to eat it.
Why'd you put it in your mouth?
I was chewing the cracker.
But why didn't you want to eat it?
I just wanted like the flavor.
Never done that.
Anyway,
I don't know what you're planning on sharing or not sharing, so I don't want to bring up anything.
Well,
about your week, you know what I mean.
I'm gonna take off these glasses, but before I do that, I'm gonna explain why I have them.
Yeah.
Because I didn't necessarily want them. I went to Arizona to see a client and he took me shopping and I said, let's go to Balenciaga. And the sales twink was like, oh my God, girly. Cause I was like being like Bimbo Barbie in there, like being like, oh my God,
I've seen you in a luxury store before.
Just like total, like eyes glazed over, yeah. Mania,
stunting,
you know?
Stunting, pussy, yes, walking.
Yes. So I literally was in the store and the Balenciaga Arizona twink was like, oh my God, yes, doll. You
Did he
need,
say doll?
He called me doll. Like,
oh, he
post.
Emailed you, right?
He texted me. I was like, hey, doll. Like,
excuse me?
Doll? Faggot.
Blame Kim Kardashian. No.
What?
Her mom. What's her mom's name? Chris.
So he was like, oh my God, you need to get those. You need to get those. And I was like, oh, these are fun. Like, these are just like fun, right? And the client that I was with was like, you need to get those. And I was like, you want me to get these? And he was like, yeah, I want you to get those.
That's so interesting that a client wanted you to.
I know. I was like, okay. Like, if you say, like, you, if this will make you happy.
Can you paint a picture for me? Like, what were you wearing when you tried them on?
I was wearing, like, a little black, like, slut dress. Like,
I know the one.
Yes. With.
Oh, too small to function.
With patent leather Pigalle Louboutins.
Yeah. Of course. Get and the glasses.
He also bought me a Le Cagole bag, which is kind of like.
A what?
La Cagole.
Is that a brand or is that a type of bag? It's a bag name.
Yeah, it's the bag name.
Got it.
It's like overdone and overplayed, but like, you know, it's like cute. It's like a little moto bag.
Is that one overplayed? I don't think so.
I think it's cute. I like it whatever.
A lot. I like it a lot more than the stupid little, like, the little one that the has hourglass. The B on it. It's not an hourglass. It's one that you have. And it's
yeah,
like
it's,
this big
it's,
and
it's yeah, it's called the hourglass bag.
Why is it called an hourglass? It doesn't look anything like an
she's
hourglass.
She's bodied. Yeah. Anyway, so these glasses were $1,500.
Of course they are.
But I didn't choose this. These were thrust upon me.
They chose you.
They chose me. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and take them off now. And the gag is...
burn victim.
She's gorgeous.
Someone threw acid in her face.
Someone threw acid on my face, so I decided to get a new personality.
She said today, what if I...
what if I was
like
hot
shit while yeah. we record?
Yeah. I said, what if I was like pretty?
Like, hello.
So yeah, I went to Phoenix. I saw this guy. He was like, he's always like so crazy. And he just like, he thinks that I always have a problem and I don't have a problem. But he like abandons me like in the hotel. And I like never see him again. Yeah. And then he texts me like a week later.
That is he. That is someone who could end up just killing you one day.
I know, it's terrifying, like, and I might go back this month
does
to
it,
see him.
Do you think he has deep shame, or like, what's the motivation between?
I think that this man is yeah. just. I think this man has serious psychological problems in his life.
Oh, of course, obviously. He's getting Dom's names
right,
tattooed on
yeah.
his ass.
And like a Prince Albert piercing.
Did
and
he
like,
get your name tattooed? I thought you guys were going to do that. Oh, because he disappeared.
Like, he's apparently mailing me his wedding ring. He loves when I call his wife his ugly bitch wife.
If you guys could hear the conversations she has, because she just sends him voice notes all the time.
Yeah.
Just really the worst
just
things.
Just laughing at him.
And most of them are about him, but also a lot of them are about his wife, who's
well,
beautiful.
Well, his wife is beautiful. She's successful. She is a mother of a certain amount of children.
And she knows.
And she knows because I didn't blackmail him, but he did not buy me. I sound like such a fucking, like... gross person. He didn't buy me these Balenciaga boots that I wanted. So that he told me that he was going to, and he like gave me his credit card to like go shopping, and then it like got declined, and because he like canceled it and fled to the airport.
We went shopping all day. He was like, I want you to go shopping with my card.
Right.
We walked around like midtown with you, Fifth Avenue, like all day.
Until I found one
until
pair
she
of
found
boots
something
that
to buy.
I liked.
Decline.
So out of spite, I bought them myself, and it was a terrible financial decision, but it was the principle.
She said, I'm gonna get my fucking boots.
Yeah, one way or another. So the thing is that I don't blackmail, I get revenge.
Yeah.
Because I could give a fuck about if I get the money or not.
Do not wrong her.
Do not wrong me, because then I will ruin your life. Yeah, so I emailed his wife and was like, hey, here's some pictures of like your husband's spread asshole.
This was like a year ago.
These are, screenshots of our conversations about like how he wants to like be castrated, and he wants to like And I was just like, yeah, your husband is getting cummed in by transsexual prostitutes in New York City while he's on.
He's
and paused. She basically emailed me back. She was like, yeah, I know. And
first.
I was like, okay. She was like, a few other people have come forward with this. We're dealing with it. It's very hard.
Because he's such a huge piece of shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So
money's worth it,
but like, here I am texting him being like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fucking cum all over your wife's pillow.
Honestly,
he loves that.
You so fucking,
he's all talk though.
Men
they all are
so,
they're so sick,
fucking scary. Like,
they're really, really scary.
You're just, people just walk by that man every day on the street. He has
my
co-workers.
Serial killer?
There are people that work with him.
They don't know that he's wearing a cock
and
cage.
And they have no idea.
And his wife's panties.
It's just terrifying.
Anyway.
But a great client at the end of the day.
Yeah, it was nice to go to Arizona for like 2 days and just kind of like have like a little reset, because that's when my Connie's crash out.
Connie's crash out.
I had a I had a crash out. I only have a few things to mention, but my one of them is my crash out. So the guy that I was dating, who I mentioned last episode, where I was like, oh yeah, if you're listening, I like actually like you. I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
Because you were mean to me. And I have BPD, and you know this, and you know that when you don't text a girl back after she says within 24 hours. And then she FaceTimes you wearing little panties and a little baby t-shirt.
Little boy panties?
Yeah. And you know what? And you don't respond to that by text or otherwise for 36 hours. And I say, bye. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to meet Connie de Bergerac.
It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business. And so I'm not talking to him anymore. And so I just felt like not chosen by that. Also, he thought that like, because I sent him a screenshot being like in my hot like little girl outfit.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I was
is this
like,
your hot little girl
and
outfit?
I was like, when she FaceTimes you wearing this and you don't ever respond, he didn't respond to that.
No, of course not.
Because I was in your bed and he thought that I was in some client's bed.
Which is...
Are you fucking retarded?
Well...
Of course I'm in my best friend's bed.
A boy wouldn't
know
that.
She's out doing hunky and hairy.
Yeah,
you're
alone in my home doing something.
And my coochie's hairy. And I'm in her bed and I'm trying to FaceTime you and get a little nasty.
It's really... The thing is, he did you a favor.
He did.
He did you a favor by being in Fiji and showing you.
Being in Fiji.
He was in Fiji, wasn't he?
Costa Rica.
Same thing. He's on Love Island.
I'm dating a guy on Love Island right now. Just kidding.
I did. I matched with someone. Fireman.
Oh, yeah. You tell me that.
Who is like, yeah, I got cast. Who knows if that's true. But then.
Right.
He's
probably like in the rotation.
He did look. He either panicked and was like, oh, I'm not supposed to tell anyone that. Or he went back to my profile and saw that I'm a tranny. And then he said,
I think we can deduce which was the more logical option.
the tranny part.
Yeah. So I had a crash out because I was like, I have BPD. And you know what?
What?
BPD bitches should never love.
Who said that?
I've been saving that. It's like broke bitches should never laugh.
Did you make that up?
Yeah. This morning. BPD bitches should never laugh.
Funny. Were you high when you came up with that?
No. I was just doing my makeup.
I'm in an ice box. I can't feel my arms.
I love it.
No blood in my fingers.
I love it. So, and then the hot trainer guy who's not actually training me, but like is doing my exercise program or whatever at this social club that we joined. He has a girlfriend and he like was like, oh, I want to like still go out to dinner with you or whatever. And I was like,
no.
That happened. And then the guy that like I like used to hook up with all the time, he just like has been kind of ignoring me and whatever. And I just felt like he's married. And I felt like a big three stack, a trifecta on me. And I was just like, I am not chosen. No one ever chooses me. No one ever, ever, ever chooses me. So I flew back from Arizona. I got into this bed here. I had so much rage. I got wasted on the plane. I said, I'm going to go put on a black flowy caftan. My hair was in a braid. I look like a witch. And I'm going to go to the kitchen and I'm going to get the dullest knife I have. I'm going to go walk to the park and I'm going to stab the ground. And I did.
Why the dullest?
At like 3 a.m. Because I didn't want to.
To be safer. To have a little bit of a safety net for your rage. But she didn't want to ruin her nice knives.
I didn't
want
to ruin my nice knives.
I thought, I was like, oh, that's considerate of her. So it's like, oh, it's.
Well, no, but you know what my consideration was. So I'm wielding this knife, right? And it's hot. So I'm not wearing a jacket. I'm just carrying the knife in my hand. And I walk to the park and I start stabbing the ground. But I say, okay, I'm not stabbing the grass because the grass didn't do anything. I'm only stabbing dirt. Like, I don't want to hurt the grass. So right, I stabbed it. But then I stabbed a tree a few times. And then I went over to a bench and I stabbed it. And then I laid down. And then I called Hoos. And then I was walking down the street. And, oh, and then before I left the park, I, like, cut all these roses off and, like, put them in my bag.
I do remember you sending a picture of you with flowers. I was like, I think she was just stabbing things, and then you sent us a picture of the knife, I think, and then you sent a picture
the knife
of you
like in the bench
with flowers, and I said okay.
And then I called Hoos on FaceTime because I was like, just like, I'm crashing out. Yeah. It was literally like 3 a.m. and I walk past the stoop and this gorgeous goddess is like, hey, I follow you on Instagram. I said, hi, honey. I'm so sorry. I am having a BPD episode right now. I'm crashing out. I'm not okay. I'm so sorry. You are stunning. Message me on Instagram. Love you, love you.
You should have stabbed her. You should have taken the knife and said,
bitch,
I'm going to fucking kill you.
And then I said, I have to have a bacon, egg, and cheese right now.
They make them that late.
So I walked late. I walked, and I found one, and then I came back.
Did you have the knife?
And then I stabbed a mattress.
Of course.
And I stabbed a mattress.
So you went to a bodega with nothing but your phone, a knife, and a caftan. Mm-hmm. What did you?
Oh, you know what? I had a bag. I probably put the knife in the bag.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I stabbed a mattress.
I can't wait to see you on TikTok. Someone had to have recorded you, like.
Did you see that TikTok I sent you this morning of that girl just walking down the street with a knife?
With a knife? Oh, I have seen that video, said, but it could be a different one. It happens all the time. Like a big knife, right?
It was like pretty big.
Yeah.
It's like, well, Mary-Kate Olsen did that in the woods with a machete,
well,
and
different.
No one said anything to her.
It's different.
Everyone said, oh, that's so chic.
That knife had a purpose in the woods to hack away at the foliage. Is that what they call
Flora.
It?
Flora.
Foliage, right?
Yeah, fauna or flora.
The thing about a Connie crash out is you have to just
let it happen. Anything could happen.
So she's been having just a chapter in her
life. I've been having rot days.
I have seen her, but most of the time you just have to say she's gotta go do that right now.
She's got to go do her own thing right now. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the hair salon and I said, I want to look just like Jordan. Just kidding. My hair's a lot ashier.
Your hair looks darker than mine. That's really crazy. Is it blade down the gavel? Oh, they're really it's literally darker than mine.
That's crazy.
Well, yours is also, like, more warm tone. Mine's, like, super, super ashy. Yeah.
But it's a toner.
I'm just kind of feeling... Well, no. I think he,
oh,
like,
you dyed it.
He dyed it, and then he put...
Oh, my God.
A gloss over it. I don't know. It's not any of my business.
It's mine. I don't know why that stressed me out. I'm just, like, really high. Okay. They dyed it? That's not good.
So just been like really depressed. And so I went to a bar, and because I've been drinking a lot.
Hi!
Welcome back to the podcast. It's called Deeply Unwell.
She's been drinking alone.
So I've been drinking alone.
Not coming
with
me to Pilates.
At least I'm not drinking
Pilates.
In the fucking house.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to Pilates this morning, but guess what? I took an overdose dose of Ozempic last night, of Retatrutide, and yarfed in the fucking toilet at fucking 5 a.m. And I said, I couldn't possibly go today. Bitch. You just?
I was really disappointed, but I understand. Now you can understand, like, what I've been through.
With the
on the drug
on the shot,
it's really intense at first.
Yeah,
it's but really crazy. You also overdosed.
Yeah, well, you know, a girl did that. She died.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I want to say it was like Kate Moss's daughter, but it wasn't. But that would track. Oh, but maybe Kate Moss's daughter overdosed on Ozempic and like had to go to the hospital. Allegedly. I could be making this up.
My worst fear is that they're going to take it away from us one day. Like,
well, as long as we have compounding pharmacies, like there, where there's a will, there's a way.
That's true. But I don't know. I'm just like scared. If
you know what,
I
you're
ever
like,
lose access,
you're like,
am I shouting?
There was like a show. I mean, maybe it was Heroes.
Dope
oh
set.
Yeah, I remember Heroes. And she was like, her power is like, oh, she's an illusionist and she can make you see anything, kind of like Shallow Hal.
Oh, the
and then
blonde
they,
woman.
Yes, and then
she's
they,
a mommy.
And she was gorgeous. She's a mamacita.
Yes.
And so they literally killed her. And then when she after she was dead, she was
came back.
Fat. And morbidly obese and
after
ugly.
She was dead, she...
You're kind of like her.
Wait, I didn't remember that about the show.
From Heroes.
And the reality, I'm actually... Yeah. Okay, said the girl with the empty cup of fucking pudding next to her butt.
Like, you can never give up the illusion.
I can never. But you know what? I am really... I thought I was done losing weight. And then I was like, actually, I'm not happy. So I said... You're going to go to Pilates every fucking day.
Yes.
You're going to work out and you're going to
yes.
get like an athletic body
built.
I'm not fucking around anymore.
No, as you shouldn't.
I went to the gym. I did hip thrusters and then I left. Not thrusters.
Thrusters.
No,
thrusts?
Not that. What's the.
Oh,
the articulated reticulum. For the. It's a hip. Reticulated. Flex. I'm done. I'm gonna. You guys.
I'm done.
You guys better watch out. I am gonna be so fucking thin.
And what did that girl say to you?
Yeah. What did she say? I don't remember.
Something.
Well, she said
queen
I have no
of flat abs.
Yeah, I do.
And flat belly, and cunt, but flat ass.
Yeah, the ass. It's missing. It's gone missing. Okay.
And guess what? She knows you just.
Yeah. You don't think I know that?
The only person who is allowed to tell my best friend that she has a flat fucking ass is me. Bitch. Ugly
That's
ass
That's what
hose.
Happens when you lose 50 pounds and you don't
Bounce.
Eat high protein.
Okay, Sabrina Claudia.
Sabrina Claudia?
Yeah, she's like, you're talking like you're from Miami right now.
Sabrina's been looking good.
Yeah, she's got a fat ass.
She's got
a honker.
Yeah, she's...
That's a nose. A dumpy?
I'm a lesbian.
A dump track?
I had something that I'm getting into my notes now.
I'm a mommy.
I had something to talk about that we didn't touch on last week that was like so important. Connie made my dad tell me I'm beautiful. You mentioned
like
that it was your
really
goal, but
it.
It's like I have to tell you guys, Connie made my dad tell me I'm beautiful. And as a transsexual woman that has never received any type of like
validation
from the men in my family, it was the most.
He said that you were beautiful and pretty.
Yeah, what did he say?
He was like, of course, she's so, look at her, she's so beautiful, she's pretty.
Did you say pretty? We were in the lake together. And the bunch of boys.
That.
What?
We already told them this.
About my dad telling
yeah.
me? No, I didn't.
Last pod.
No, you said one of my goals.
And it
was
accomplished.
Yes. She said, don't talk about that.
No, you can talk.
No, it's actually over now. And I'm freezing. Only the biggest thing that's ever happened to me.
Wait,
with my
okay,
father.
But how did that make you feel?
Obviously incredible. Like, also because it's the hottest that I've ever looked. And I was right. Like, yeah, I'm really
showing.
You looked
really
that.
Hot on the
I
lake
looked
that day.
So good in Minnesota in a way that they were not ready for.
No. They said this girl was not raised on corn.
Yeah. Those boys came and talked to us from their pontoon. They walked
did,
all over
and
us.
I had a fat, my labia was hanging out. I had a fat pussy.
Yeah, it was. We both did. It's okay.
And it's okay.
Your bikinis that you bought.
Your bikinis?
Are you wearing a gaff under them? Or are you just
no,
use,
not yeah. in Mexico.
Well, we're going to that one
well,
hotel
we're going
pool.
In Mexico. I'm bringing like...
I don't do that.
I'm bringing several bikinis because I'm like... Oh, I'm, well, I'm going to be tan. So it's like... Yeah. Like, I'm really embracing like my like unemployed rich girl like... You know, like I'm wearing like a cute little sun hat and stuff and like being tan and like summers and stuff. Like I'm kind of moving in the opposite direction.
Right, right. What's the opposite direction?
From that, being a pale, curdled, depressed, blonde.
You know what? I've been thinking the same
disgusting
thing.
Disgusting shark.
I tried the tan for a minute and then I said, this just isn't right, you guys. Everyone is so tan now. Have you noticed?
Yeah, everyone's really, really tan. And sometimes I feel really left out.
I know, me too. I'm like, I should tan. But then I actually do it. And then I see myself pale.
But you do look like, you do look so good tan.
I do look good tan, but I also... I have pale skin and blue eyes and dark
right.
hair.
And you know what? That's actually... You're a mogger.
A what?
A mogger.
A mogger?
Yeah, you're mogging.
I'm trying to warm my hands. I'm a mogger.
Like I'm really on I'm on like mogging TikTok, like PSL, like
of course
looks maxing, but course. For boys, because I find it so fascinating.
I'm on
and they're always like yeah like pale skin with like blue eyes and dark hair is the hottest combo.
Exactly.
And I said,
there's a million tan girls.
Hi.
We're Norwegian. We're not supposed to be tan.
We're Norwegian. We're not supposed to have brown hair. No.
The thing that's also dangerous about a tan is when you have a tan, you suddenly think like, I'm immune to the sun.
I'm
immune to the sun. And then like a week later, you're like, oh, I have all this new sun damage.
Okay, when we went to fucking North Dakota, I now have keratosis on my legs somehow from the sun.
Keratosis? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You know, I got keratosis on my legs around your age. Well, big it was age. A little, yeah,
like,
it was a little
ew.
Younger.
Wait, should we check it?
Yeah, let me see.
Take a biopsy.
Red or just your fake like, keratosis
it's
bumps?
Just like,
oh, please.
It's just like not.
Oh, my God.
Like that?
There's nothing.
Like, what is that?
That's not keratosis.
It's
you
like
need
dry.
You.
But it's like, I got that after I got
sunburned. Do you
sunburned.
Use lactic acid moisturizer?
Not on my whole body. I've never needed to use it on my legs. Just my
of course you
body.
Do, babe.
Ew. I have to kill myself.
Of course you do.
And kill your entire
it's essential.
Family.
Mine? Not that bad right now. See, it's okay
gorgeous.
When
you're
I'm
so
laying
smooth.
Down, like
oh,
I
but
said.
I do see some marbling. That's a beautiful
yeah.
marbling on
well,
the turkey.
Well, that's not marbling. Actually, those are
that's
those
where
are
you were
healed
hit
stretch
by lightning.
Marks. That's where it's... No, actually, that's where I was struck by lightning.
That's a
this leg's about to get
that's
so
a beautiful
ripped.
Marbling on the hand.
Thank you. I was gonna ask Nurse Gigi, like, what can you do for stretch marks?
Oh yeah, of course.
What do they do?
I'm
probably the CO2, huh?
Things, yeah.
I'm gonna do it on
my
tits. My
CO2
I think.
Failed. My skin's
it
worse than
fail.
Before.
I guess
so
it does.
That's what
fail,
she
huh?
said. Yeah, she said it.
That.
She said it failed.
Doctor,
she gave me a $400 discount on the next laser because
really,
she was
said,
like,
"Sorry about that."
She said, "Sorry, it's just a glitch in the matrix." So.
Wait, what is the reason?
And that
why does she want to
kill
happened?
Myself? What was the reason?
That was all she had. Her whole life, she was waiting.
My
for
whole
that
life,
laser.
I was waiting for CO2, yeah. And I'm gonna do it again, but I'm gonna make her go deeper. And do it like in the dead of winter.
That, that's probably why she didn't go.
I don't know. Well, it's just like I can't really talk about it, honestly. It
oh
hurts
my
heart.
Okay. Wow.
Like the fact that I'll never have like beautiful glass skin is like
but very few people do.
I know, but it's like I should kill myself.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, you probably
we're not
should.
Allowed to have glass skin because we're not We're not from like a humid climate, you know? I feel like that's something you only see that on people from like Southeast Asia.
White beauty.
We are from cold places where our pores close when it's cold.
Yeah, my skin actually that's incredible feel like in the cold. Humid, warm see, and places, that's why, and we're in a subtropical, and I thrive in a cold environment. When I'm in the cold, when I'm in the homeland, my pores are tight.
Yeah. I don't, my skin doesn't look good in any climate, unfortunately.
Looking at my tits?
That's okay. Well, you're showing them to me. The theme of this week is men.
Oh.
Men are so lazy when it comes to courting women because of social media. I have just about had it. And I don't even get, I actually don't get a lot of DMs. In the last 6 months, more than I used to never get.
Oh, yeah. When they're like, they just like show you, like, send a picture.
Yeah.
And say, like, hey.
I'm so tired of men complaining that, like, oh, it's so hard to date, but they are so.
They're lazy.
Stupid and lazy and have no social skills at all. Men will just send you a picture of them, either their deck or their whole body,
their deck
face, or just their face, and nothing else. Not even a hi, how are you, here's me,
my name, like, is Joffrey,
like, and I respond to them, I say, what the fuck do you want me to do with that? And they're just like, hey, how are
suck
you
it?
They don't ever respond to you calling them out for being retarded. Stupid. I don't use that word anymore.
Oh, grow up.
Yeah, it's just been really, really pissing me off.
Yeah, well, it's just the culture right now. It's just not it.
But something needs to change. I'm gonna
it's an fund American a class thing
for young
something.
Men. No, it's not just an American thing. It's just men.
It's just a generational thing.
Yeah. You're tired. Oh, your eyes look so blue.
It's because this hair makes my eyes blue.
You look so good.
Thank you, mommy.
Like, it's crazy.
Thanks, mommy.
Get dark wigs.
Get dark wigs.
Don't get rid of the, or dye them. Dye your blonde
dye
ones.
Dye the wigs.
You're never going to wear those. Dye them brown.
Don't tell them I have wigs.
Oh, it's
I have
fun.
A couple wigs, yeah.
You've never worn them.
I think a woman who owns wigs and doesn't wear them is glamorous.
Many women have wigs.
You want to put those on?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And those go over your ears. Those are the ear holes.
Suddenly I'm safe.
Yeah, right? They're actually, like, so comforting.
Suddenly nothing.
Suddenly see more.
And no one can see
like,
me.
That's fucking cool.
This would be really good for me for walking around in the East Village.
I'm going to bring those to Mexico.
But only if I also, like, were wrapped in a blanket.
Right. Very Rick Owens.
Yeah. It's actually kind of disorienting.
I think they're cool.
You don't feel disoriented?
No.
Maybe it's your finger smudges on it.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah.
It's like, how does one keep those clean?
You don't.
That's crazy.
You don't. You have to wear gloves when you put them on. No, don't do that. You're so sexy. She didn't like that. Moving on. My next topic on men. Have you noticed that men in their 20s can't stay hard? Their early 20s? 20-year-old, 21, 22, 23.
No.
I've been having strangely young clients.
Well, you know what
lately.
They say.
What did they say?
They say that men in their like 20s and like 2025 have like 10% of the testosterone that they did in like
I think it's,
the 80s or something.
Yeah, 10%.
It's something like it's definitely
they have 70% less.
Yeah.
Than what men had in the 70s. And it's showing because my clients who don't have erectile dysfunction are men that are like in their 40s.
Right. Because they have more built up.
Yeah.
They don't have as many microplastics.
Like, I've been seeing these horny young men and they can't perform. I'm like, what's going on? You're supposed to be rock hard. I wonder if it's porn addiction also.
I think it's, I don't think we can isolate
it. Are people really addicted to porn?
Put your hand up if you're addicted,
you're addicted
to porn.
You're addicted to porn
on and off.
On estrogen?
On and off. Right, like, now, not. Right,
I could
now,
be
not.
Addicted if I were.
If I'm testosterone. If I'm testosteronic. Testosteronic.
Testosterone.
If I'm testosteronic.
We've actually had this discussion
before.
Yeah,
we have. I think we're both wrong.
Testrionic.
If I have testosterone poisoning, I'm.
Horny. Yeah. Sure. Oh. Is it open? No. You're supposed to replace those, I guess.
Fuck that.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of, and I got like a really aesthetic bottle.
Yeah.
The English.
I feel like I was addicted to porn when I was younger.
It's like,
not
it's
addicted,
just like,
but I watched it every time pleasure. I would masturbate. Come. I guess I still do. I just like don't masturbate.
I'm also addicted to poppers. And I do them every time I bait.
Yeah. I do poppers
every
time,
which is really,
too.
Really bad.
Well, not every time, but... Do you do it every time you have sex also?
That's my answer.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. You used to not even touch that
No,
stuff.
Because I was like,
oh, I have a heart condition.
Yeah, it's like, she doesn't have a heart condition anymore.
I'm just like, honestly, I'm just a gooner who just like, I wish to die.
Would you call yourself a gooner?
A gooner?
Yeah.
I am a gooner. I love
Someone
to goon.
Someone messaged me on Grindr and just said, gooner, question mark? It's like, what is that? What is that? What
What's
that
a gooner?
Mean? I mean, I know what a gooner is.
A gooner is someone who enters like a trance, like hypnotic state from edging and masturbating all day for days on end. And okay. It's exemplified by the gooning face, which is like.
Right. So what does it mean if a man just messages me gooner question mark? Like,
well,
do you jerk off for 3 days?
Do you
end?
Jerk
like,
off?
What is he asking me?
Yeah. Like, do you goon?
So are you a porn addict, basically?
Yes.
So being a porn addict is now a fetish, basically.
Yeah. Gooning.
Sick society.
I know. It's on par with like sissy hypnosis. I love when she go backwards.
Do you
I love
know
when she rewinds.
What I've decided to do about this?
Gooning?
No, just the culture.
Okay.
If I'm going to have to deal with men for, you know, when needs
ever
come up, if I decide I want to date again, which I'm kind of thinking about, I'm going to date Good men luck. That are a decade younger than me.
Patricia never left.
Like, I'm ready to be mommy.
Mamacita.
I am ready for a switch in the power dynamic.
Mom of what?
Exactly. You will never fulfill me. You will only probably
He will
harm
never emotionally
me.
Fulfill you.
So if
know
I'm going
that.
To engage in relations with men, give me a stupid little boy that
give
I'm not going to get attached to.
Give me a gooner.
You know?
Yeah.
Not a gooner. She didn't listen to a word
I
just said.
No, I know. I would love to have a twunk that goons.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Although, honestly,
I would just be like,
I would
can
take
you just
one of the
goon?
Limp-dicked 22-year-olds.
Yeah, goon in the corner, and I'm just going to come up, and I'm going to lick your feet once in a while.
Yeah.
And just keep him chained to the bed with a little dog bowl full of water and food.
That's not what I want.
Oh. Me neither.
I want, like, a real like boyfriend type of thing, but I'm just kind of having fun.
Right.
I'm going to ruin his life instead of the other way around.
You were eating his ass.
Yeah. Like, he's going to be my boyfriend, but he's
we get a
madly
diva button
in love with me.
And we smash it and it just says diva. Every time we smash it.
We smash it and a bunch of wigs. Like confetti. I can't feel my fingers. Do they feel normal?
They feel a little cold.
They don't feel like fingers?
Feel a little topsy-turvy.
Yeah, they are cold.
Like, why are they so cold? So I guess I'm wearing a long sleeve.
That's where I'm at.
You're going to fix the culture through dating alt-right men. Like that one lady.
I'll date anyone. I'll date any cute little, like, guy.
What we need is the gator boys.
We need a
Jeremy Dufresne.
Yeah.
Oh my god, just your hair looks so precious. If you go like this and have little clips.
Thank you.
Like, do maybe that. I will. Do that.
Maybe. Never mind.
We took a gummy.
Change the channel. Push the button.
Push the button. Change the channel. Isn't that a Madonna song?
Also, I want to be rich. And I want to spoil a young man, actually.
Oh.
Not like spoil, but
you
like,
want to be Madonna.
I want or Cher. I want him to understand, like, I'm better
You're
than
Levi
you.
You're Levi Corlin.
I'm paying for dinner.
You're Levi Corlin.
Yeah, I'll be Levi.
Yeah.
And he just worships the doll.
Yeah. Okay, if I had a boyfriend like William.
That's what I want. Although their age gap is only like 2 years.
I know. And people are like, they're in an age gap relationship.
Yeah, but
like,
she's still mommy. Fuck off. You know? Like, I want to be mommy.
Well, you got to get milkers first on that boy chest. I've got milkers. Just kidding. That was rude. Unless you have silicone bags dangling from your chest.
They love my titties.
Just kidding. You have beautiful, and beautiful breasts.
You know what? My followers, my like Twitter followers, they're starting to catch on. They're starting to call me mommy.
Really?
Because I'm just such an elegant
woman.
Well,
you're such a MILF. How does it feel to be pushing your 40s, Charlotte?
Exactly. It's like they're like, I can tell that you.
Some guy messaged her on Grindr. How does it feel to be pushing your 40s?
Yeah. He said, you told me your real name before. Haha. I'm like,
what? They're so sick.
I have eight
psychosis.
Years.
Actually, that's eight años.
6 years. Actually, I have like 5.5 years until I'm 40. That's okay. It's okay.
I literally have like 6 years.
Yep.
Six and a half if I'm lucky. Because my birthday. It's in the winter.
I can't think
time.
About it. I can't think about
how
it.
How many details can I disclose without compromising my safety? Because you're all sick fucks.
Are you ready for my next topic? These are all things that I just wrote down like 2 days ago when I was high. I don't want to talk about that. The Gen Z stare, it's like...
I don't know what that means.
I've never seen that. You guys are making things up. It's a distraction.
I have no... It's a distraction from the Epstein files.
It's like, I think that there are... like government ops on TikTok creating the trends. Because it's like, why are we fucking talking about that? Shut the fuck up.
And what does that mean? Like a Gen Z person has never stared at
me. The generation battle has to have been created by the government.
It has to end.
Because they said, these children are going to be too powerful when they become of age. We have to infiltrate and make sure they're not progressive.
Wow.
Make them hate each other.
Wow.
Make them hate women.
The children.
But anyways, I have nothing to say about the Gen Z stare.
Neither.
Here's what I do want to talk about.
Neither here nor there.
This is also like, I'm just going to say this and then I'm going to leave it, okay?
She's going to leaflet.
If you want to talk about millennial cringe, the thing that I think we should be talking about that I would personally love to never have to see again is the discourse around Rose having enough room on the door for Jack. Like, how long?
The
like,
thing is that
shut up.
It's neither here nor there.
Who cares? I'm pretty sure.
You think that she was really cold, you guys.
Right.
And he was too cold. You think that she was. Okay, when I was little and I used to wake up, like in the morning time, it would be so cold. And I'd also like sleep on my like hands weird. And I'd wake up and then my parents would be like, get up, put your clothes on. You have to go to school.
And your hands would be numb.
And my hands would be numb. Tingling. And I couldn't put up my zipper. There's no way that she would have been able to hoist him onto the door.
Wait, what are we talking about? I forgot.
Rose lifting, putting Jack on the door.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, there's no way that that could actually happen.
You guys don't think she would have done it if she could?
Right.
The
you
love
don't think
of her
she
life.
Fucking tried? You're idiots. You're all idiots.
It's just stupid. And what I don't like about it is, like, people will see, like, whatever, like, a stupid video of, like, two dogs doing something silly and maybe there's a door involved and people will be like, this is proof that Jack could have gotten on the door. And it's like,
you're on
you
the
guys
wrong
are so
side.
Boring.
You're on the wrong side. I've never
well,
seen that.
It's because I see a lot of, I actually get Facebook mom
like a
videos,
lot of
like,
animal
a lot
videos.
Of like children. And
yeah.
Animal,
I send you babies
like,
and stuff. But then, if I send her like one baby video, then the rest of my feed is babies.
It's really nice.
And it's like,
it?
It's cute. Aww. But then I'm like, your fucking baby's going to burn.
This is my algorithm.
Your fucking baby's going to
burn. And this
burn.
Is not in any particular order.
I like those videos.
Baby videos, like dog compilation videos. Then it's body check time. And and just like eating disorder content. Like
Anna.
And what's so disturbing to me about it is that is genuinely not something I'm seeking out.
Right.
The algorithm
pushed.
Is literally trying to give us all eating disorders.
Algorithm, the algorithm said,
I started getting a little bit more serious about working out again. And all of a sudden it's like, here's a size 00 diva in this $300 Pilates outfit. You better get it. And if you don't look like that in it, fatso, you better work on it. Like, it's so overwhelming. I'm like, okay.
Hi, fatty.
And you know what? It's working on me. I'm like, actually, I could be thinner.
Yeah. Well, it's
which
like,
is true.
Yeah. The thing is, it's like, if I...
But I was okay
if
before.
If I see one pro and a video, I'm done.
I'm shocked that I'm yours over. Isn't like that.
It's
depends. Going to now. You should turn your phone off right now.
Well, I should have thrown it out the window. Yeah. Because you know they're listening with the chip.
It's bad. It's really bad. How did we come on to that? Was that one of our topics? I don't remember. I'm extremely high
right
now.
We're just talking about algorithms.
Oh, yeah. That was just random, huh? okay, we need to talk about Addison.
Okay. I don't like when you wear this dress.
I think that this is the greatest album that has come out in years.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. But I think it's really good.
It's one of the greatest pop albums to come out in a long time.
It is.
And I'm not talking about Brat. I'm not talking about dance
no,
pop.
No, Brat was, I'm sorry, overrated.
I loved Brat, but...
Brat was like, I listened to it kind of, but not really. I was
pop.
Like, okay.
Like, pure, like, what it is that this is like, this is cerebral sissy girl pop.
It was, and I think I'm just like not down with that.
No, that's what Addison's album is.
Oh.
Cerebral.
Oh,
sissy. Like,
oh, that kind
like,
of sissy.
Like,
I was thinking more like bratty sissy. I
no,
was still thinking about
like,
Brat.
It's like it's divine feminine. I'm so confused.
I'm sorry, I keep blacking out. Like literally, I can't even see that right now. I shouldn't have taken a whole gummy.
See, I have too many demons.
Yeah.
What's your favorite track?
That's incredibly difficult, but it's Times Like These, and it's also
Times Like These is my number one.
Aquamarine and Fame is a Gun. But also I love Headphones On. It's
yes.
like the whole thing is so good, except like
I don't need your dress.
It's like I like that, but like it's kind of like how Tunnel is the song that you skip on Tunnel.
Okay, but like you ever listen to Tunnel?
Yeah, I do. Actually, no. I listen to Blue Bannisters, which I wanted to talk about. I think that Blue Bannisters is...
Well, there's a picture on
the
wall.
The true.
Of me on a John Deere. Mm-hmm. Jenny handed me a beer. She said, how did you get there? Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are flowers
I think
that were drawn.
I think it's her blue, her Joni Mitchell blue album. I'm going to kill you. Shut.
You know what
up.
My blue is? So lonesome for you. Why do you be blue? Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
I love Blue Bannisters. And I love Addison Rae.
I think it's her best album, though, is what I'm
Bluebeard
saying.
Bluebeard Sisters, yeah.
And I don't think people are ready for that conversation.
We also just like...
People think it's NFR.
We slept on Chemtrails, too.
People don't like Chemtrails.
Yosemite is like one of the
craziest Chemtrails
songs
is beautiful, but I don't go back to it as much as...
Seasons May Change.
I actually don't go back to Tunnel because but I think it's not meant to.
Change. You think it's supposed to be like a moment in time? And
I think it's supposed to be left alone.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll go back to it another time.
See, when I was really sad about Boys, I listened to the entire album of Tunnel.
Grandfather,
please stand on the shoulders of my father.
It's a really sick album.
While he's deep sea fishing.
I shouldn't have done that.
Sharks in the Pacific. Yeah. And... Yeah, but yeah. Okay. So to my back like, to this is my favorite. I just love it. I love everything, and I love when she's doing everything live, and when she does times like these live, and when she does Aquamarine, and she does these little movements, and when she's like,
oh, it's so gorgeous. The Aquamarine dance scene when she opened for Lana was
like,
she is a star.
She's a star,
and she did it with no makeup on, which is like, whatever.
And she did
I'm
it at my birthday dinner.
But she looked so.
And she doesn't wear makeup for press interviews. And she's got just like a cute little body.
She's just like a girl.
She's just like a girl.
She's just a girl. And people,
it's like,
still say she's inauthentic.
And the question is,
do you believe that?
No, I think that she's the most. She's more authentic than anyone else.
They made the album. Two women, like I think under 30,
yes,
and
female
Addison,
producers. And she likes people. And she calls them female producers
because they are.
I love. And what else I love about her, it's like the question that comes to mind is, am I too young to be mad? Am I too old to blame my dad?
Addison questions that.
My life moves faster than me. Ugh. Can't feel the ground beneath my feet.
That one I play on repeat while I'm walking in the city.
In times like these, it's how it has to be. Yeah, how it has to be.
I can't do that anymore after I lost my voice.
Wait, I want you to sing.
I'll try. Let me try.
Yeah.
How it has like, to okay, this be. Is going to be really bad, which is embarrassing because I want you all to know that I can hit
these notes.
She
actually has a really good voice.
But I can't do it anymore.
You can.
It stole my voice.
Go ahead.
It's how it has to be.
Like, oh,
it's
that's so sad. You'll get it back. It'll come.
It has to, right?
You know what
like
you should
it,
do?
It doesn't
you
go through.
You should get the vocal steamer and you should be like, yes,
girl. Yes.
Yeah,
something's got to give. I'm not
and
a
if you can't sing Olive
singer,
White
but...
Dress from beginning to end, in the original octave, you're not a woman. Sorry. Sun, stare, don't put your head in my hands. Like sun, feel small, but I
that- Literally every time I hear that, I immediately am in the blue bathroom.
In Portland, Oregon. Yes, me too.
I've just been punched in the face.
Yes, yes. And I have, and I'm taking, I'm finally taking a bath because my wife just gave birth and I can finally take a bath. I have the time.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting with the sadness of you being punched in the face and I'm listening to that song and it is blue coming through.
I see that. And then I also see driving in the U-Haul that I drove alone to Portland.
With Darcy.
Darcy in there? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there was... I just listened to that song on repeat. Anyway.
Hi, guys. Okay, what's next?
That's really it.
She's hope for the people in the way Obama was.
Addison, and I'm not going to call her Addison Rae. Is this is actually what I wanted to talk about. What I think is so monumental about Addison is in this moment, politically and socially, she is hope for the people in the same way that
Obama
was. Like,
Also, Superman is like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We saw the Superman
movie.
Hope is coming back because of
Addison
Rae.
Things are so sad.
So bleak.
So now we're having to manufacture hope, which is actually even more upsetting, but it's also just like so nice. Like
that
listening
is,
to that whole
is
album through
the
is like,
energetic
I don't
feel... equivalent of us being like the fat people in the WALL-E movie that don't move around and have like Apple like Vision Pro things on. We're manufacturing hope.
We are.
But on an energetic
level. But also
level.
Art has always just mimicked life, and this is just how it goes.
Is not all art manufactured?
Exactly. And it's all commentary. It's all commentary. And that's what Addison is. It is social and political
yes.
commentary without being it at all.
Right.
Because there's no other music that exists.
And it's also like women are allowed to grow and evolve.
Yeah.
Like,
why
oh,
do you
yeah,
say
she,
that?
People,
is that a critique of her?
My hair done yesterday with William, and he was like, oh, you know, I'm not super into the album or whatever. And I was like,
William said that?
Yeah. And I was like, play it, put it on. And then he's like, actually, I love this track. And actually, this one too. Oh, I really like that. And I said, so you like the album? And he was like, yeah, I guess I do. And he was like, I just like, I never got into her because of like the TikTok thing and like her
there's
dances
nothing,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, women are allowed to evolve and grow.
This is the same exact thing that happens almost every time there is a new female artist.
Yeah.
Same happened to Lana. Same happened to Channel Road. Like, well, give women a fucking break.
Let women make bad art.
And it's not even about making bad art. It's just like...
Because that bad art is good art.
Yeah. People just hate women.
People
hate women.
You know who I'm kind of giving right now? Keep talking. I know you have stuff to say about...
No, I don't.
You have stuff... you have to stuff to say about misogyny. I know you do.
No. Actually, I don't. Well, misogyny is really bad. And I wish that you guys would just knock it off. And I think it's actually omnipresent currently in a way that people are not even conscious of. I think that TikTok is the worst thing that has happened to our society. I also spend all day, every day on it. But I think that TikTok is breeding misogyny. People want to blame it on the male podcasts, but I think it's TikTok. Who's that?
This is Rosie Huntington Whiteley in a dark wig for Balmo. And she's actually also a summer, but it doesn't look as good on her.
No, it looks off.
Yeah, but that's kind of who I'm serving right now.
Sure, yeah.
Misogyny is terrible.
I hate it.
okay. You are so funny.
I keep looking for my phone. You are my phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you guys.
I'm so cold.
I'm diabetic.
She's fake diabetic.
I'm not. Literally,
you're fake diabetic.
My glucose score twice was like 160 something.
Both times you ate right before getting it tested.
Why
you
is
ate?
Your accent just
because
coming
I'm allowed
out
to.
In droves?
Because I'm allowed to. I am a
if you tell
a
woman that she's
woman.
Not allowed to have a transcontinental accent, that's misogyny.
Mm-hmm. Ice cold. Am I wrong?
No.
Ice cold.
Sit on your hands.
I'm trying.
We don't touch others. Sit on your hands for 10 minutes.
Oh, please. The grabber?
I just, that's what you would say
we're
to a
we're always fighting
because
she's a grabber and I'm autistic.
That's what you would say
to
a
be touched.
Kids in school.
what do
I'm
you
insulin
have?
Resistant.
Right.
So I have a CGM. I have a Dexicon. I got a different brand. I have a continuous glucose monitor on my arm right here.
Mm-hmm. Because you got tested.
Because I got
twice.
Tested. And then they were like,
you did
you
other
need
lab
to,
work and they said your glucose is
yeah,
high.
And they said you need to
one time
adopt
she ate
a lower
Chipotle,
carb diet. Well, one time I ate Chipotle an hour before. And then the second time I ate a burger, but I ate like only one of the buns, and I had like a bunch, like, oh, I had probably like, I don't know, like 8 fries, and then I poured water all over them. So I didn't, you know, it wasn't too much. And I think I maybe had like a skinny margarita or something. And then I immediately got tested.
You also had a skinny margarita.
But that doesn't affect your glucose.
Yes, it will. Alcohol has sugar in it, babe.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No, it doesn't.
Sure do.
Anyway, so so I have this like app that tells me like what my blood sugar is.
Have you had any spikes?
I've only had one, and it was when I had a True Fruit.
Oh.
Like a chocolate covered raspberry.
Yeah.
And I've been doing really, really good. Look, yesterday I was 100% in my target range. So that's like really good. But my average glucose is 95, which is like, yeah, you're pre-diabetic.
No, you're not.
I know, but I'm it's really good for me and my brain right now to have diabetes.
Yes.
And it's also like, and oh, I can take retatrutide to lose weight, because it also helps lower your blood sugar.
I want you to know that I totally support you having a new fake eating disorder. Just know that like you're allowed to have that, but I'm also not going to sit here and just be like, yeah, you are. It's because you're not.
Well, the doctor said you need to adopt a low carb diet.
Right. That is not
because saying a thing pre-diabetic. I know, but I'm like, I'm...
Please wait, saving data. Did it fill up? Is her pussy full?
I would cut it. It might also be the battery.
No, I checked the battery, it was fine.
No, the battery is cut.
You gotta wrap it up. They can't hear us. Can they hear us?
Alright, no. Guys. I have diabetes, and I'm going to become...
We can't use this audio.
And I... We'll just put it in another area. And I'm becoming a collage artist. I got all this stuff for it. Bye.